Hi there. The word for you today is on raising secure kids in an insecure world. 1 Samuel 1 verse 27 we read, I prayed for this child. You know, protectiveness is an important part of parenting. But let me caution you, unless you're careful, you can end up shielding your kids from the very things they need to mature. Sheila Gregory puts it this way, surrender them to God. We think we control their futures, but most of the time they turn out differently than we planned. Samuel's mother, Hannah, said, I prayed for this child. Now I give him back to the Lord. You know, that's the smartest thing as a parent you can do. Whether God chooses to send your children to the jungles of Africa, the inner city, or just a house around the corner, God knows best. Then live with hope, not wishful thinking. Trust God to use your kids and guide them through life, even if God never reveals to you how or why. From this perspective, it's easier to accept that circumstances don't determine the final outcome. They're just tools in the hands of God that He uses to shape character. Want to do something else for your kids? Encourage responsibility. Letting them experience consequences shows them what works in life and what doesn't. For example, a tumble off a swing set teaches them not to be reckless. And also things like failure to study in school results in poor grades, and you follow that on down the line and you know what that gets them. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:27, it is good for people to endure burdens when they are young. Kids who learn responsibility and independence early are better equipped to succeed. And here's one more thing. Pray often and with purpose. Instead of praying for his spiritual children to be spared from persecution, here's what Paul prayed. My prayer is that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth and insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and be pure and blameless until the day of the Lord. Being a Christian doesn't mean life is always easy. Mm-mm. But when you, the parent, demonstrate faith in God, then your kids will learn to trust Him too.